In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is born.
Lord Christ.
A great and wondrous mystery unfolds today. A virgin gives birth and remains a virgin. The Word is made flesh without leaving His Father. Angels and shepherds glorify Him. Let us join in their song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. Priests and preachers occupy themselves with words and sometimes belabor their listeners with many words. But today, brothers and sisters, there is only one word, the Word made flesh. Word of the Father in flesh appearing, as we sing in our favorite carol, O Come All Ye Faithful. The Word who was in the beginning with God and who was and is God. That's the Word. The one by whom all things were made. The Word, the express image of God the Father, became Emmanuel, God with us. With us. That's the Word for today and every day. We needed God. We being the whole human race, broken, fallen, and lost, and God came to us. God came to us in the fullness of time, when the time was ordained, when the time was right. And what happened in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, that divine nature was united personally to human nature. And that happened just once. As St. John of Damascus said in the 7th century, Christ is the only new thing under the sun. Christ is the only new thing under the sun. Everything else is life as usual, except for the birth of the God-man, Jesus Christ, by which we measure our time and mark our days on this earth. The human race, each human being created in the image of God, had fallen, made for communion with life, with the life of God, and now that lifeline was broken. Our nature in Adam was defective, and we needed a human being. We needed one of our race to heal and restore fallen human nature, but no man could do it. No man could do it, since the problem with man is man. We could not lift ourselves. We needed a new man, a new Adam, a new version of humanity, and God became that new man in Jesus Christ. And that's what we celebrate this day, this bright and holy day. He who was the perfect image of God became the perfect image of a man, of a human being. As we heard last night, these words offered to our Savior, Thou hast assumed the body of lowly clay, O Christ. By sharing our humble flesh, Thou hast made our race partakers of divinity. By becoming mortal man, yet remaining God, Thou hast raised us from death to life. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see God, look at Christ, the perfect God. If you want to see man, look at Christ, the perfect man. And the virgin birth, for us, is not an oddity. It's not an oddity, but it's a necessity. He was born of God as the Word and Son of the Father from all eternity, and did not need a human father. So he was born of a mother without a father in the fullness of time on earth. And we honor his mother as our mother, the most holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. And as Metropolitan Herodotus says, the historical fact of the birth of Christ in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago does not remove the mystery. does not remove the mystery. Just because it's a historical event, there's still a great mystery. The mystery of the uncontainable God being contained, encapsulated in the womb of the Virgin, and as a human infant, a little child, as we sing. And there's the mystery of His being mysteriously present in the heart and soul of each and every one of us, His faithful, on this bright day. As we have just heard once again, as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And only because Christ has put on our humanity, God becoming man, that we might become God. That we lowly ones who were far from God might now be filled with all the fullness of God. That we might partake of the flesh of Him who took flesh for us. And so, brothers and sisters, with grateful minds and grateful hearts, let us celebrate today. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. The Lamb of God has been born on earth, granting redemption to the world. The Word who rests in the bosom of the Father has come forth without seed from the Virgin. The wise men were struck with amazement, seeing Him born as an infant in Bethlehem. Let all creation glorify Him and say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Christ is born!
Glorify.
Christ is born!
Glorify.
Christ is born!
Glorify.